This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. There is a story that the Kloisenberger Rebbe once met a non-religious Holocaust survivor, and the survivor said to the Rebbe, "In the next world, you and I will be on the same level." And the Rebbe responded, "How will that be? You're not religious. You don't keep mitzvahs. How can you be on the same level as me, Ba'olam Haba?" And the survivor answered, "If Hitler, Yimach Shemoy, did not make any distinctions, he saw all of us the same when he tried to kill us, whether one was religious or not. Hashem tu la'osid lavoi will have to also view us as equals in Olam Haba." The Kloisenberger Rebbe said, "Now I have an answer to the famous question that all the Mefarshim ask on a Rashi in this week's Parsha." Pasuk says in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis, by the warning of the last Makkah, Makkas Bechoros, "Daber no be'ozne ha'om." Hashem says, "Please speak to the nation." V'yish'alu ish me'es re'eu v'isha me'es re'usa. And every man or woman from Klal Yisrael should request from the Mitzriim klei chesev u'klei zohav, silver and golden vessels. And Rashi is bothered with the Lashon daber no. Please ask Klal Yisrael to take the vessels, as if it was some sort of favor for Hashem, for Klal Yisrael to take the Bizas Mitzrayim. Why the Lashon no? And Rashi famously answers, "Shelo yoymar oisvei tzadik Avram," so that the tzadik Avram should not say, "Va'avodum v'ini oisam kiyam bahem," the part of the promise by the Bris Ben Abzorim, where Hashem said, "Va'avodum v'ini oisam arba mei ashana," that they will be enslaved and pained for 400 years. That part Hashem fulfilled. But the second half of the promise, "V'achrechen yetzu b'ruchush gadol loy kiyam bahem," that they will leave Mitzrayim with great wealth, that part Hashem did not fulfill. So in order that Avram should not have that claim against Hashem, Hashem told Moshe, "Daber no, please ask the Bnei Yisrael to take the gold and silver from the Mitzrayim." And all the Mefarshim ask, why does Hashem say that the reason why Klal Yisrael had to take the gold and silver was because so that Avraham should not complain that Hashem did not fulfill his promise? Why didn't Hashem simply say, "I made a promise and I have to keep it"? And that's why the Yidden should take the gold and silver from the Mitzrayim. Shem aftechosei Hashem. Hashem keeps his promise. Why bring up the concern that Avraham might say something? Says the Kloisenberger Rebbe, based on the response from the non-religious Holocaust survivor, Hashem could have fulfilled his promise of Yachrechen Yetzu B'ruchosh Gadol by saying only the tzaddikim in Mitzrayim are worthy of that bracha, and not the Jews who plummeted to the Memtesh Shari Tumo. So regarding Hashem keeping his promise, he could say that he is keeping his word, Shem aftechosei Hashem, by being Mekayim v'achrechen yetzu b'ruchosh gadol, to the elite of Klal Yisrael. And the promise was never made to the ones who are in Memtesh Shari Tumo. But to that, Avram could answer that there were two parts of the avtocha, v'avodim v'ini oisam, and v'achrechen yetzu b'ruchosh gadol. Regarding v'avodim v'ini oisam, Pari did not differentiate between the upstanding Jews and the ones who were in Memtesh Shari Tumo. All Jews suffered equally in Mitzrayim, and they were all in the gzera of Avodim V'ini Oisam. Therefore, when it comes to the second part, V'yachrechen Yetzu B'ruchosh Gadol, there too everyone has to be equal. And Hashem cannot say that his promise was fulfilled with only the tzaddikim. That's the Pshat in Rashi. Shelo yemru oisei tzaddik Avram V'avodim V'ini Oisam kiyam bohem. That Avram should not be able to say that V'avodim V'ini Oisam was mekuyim with all Jews, and V'yachrechen Yetzu B'ruchosh Gadol loy kiyam bohem. The Bizas Mitzrayim, that promise, was not fulfilled with all Jews, but rather with only the tzaddikim. And that's why Hashem said, "Daber no, please ask Klal Yisrael to take the Bizas Mitzrayim," so that Avram should not find inconsistencies with Hashem's promise. The remark of the non-religious Holocaust survivor gave the Kloisenberger Rebbe a new insight in Rashi in this week's Parsha. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that we find by two of the Makos that you were able to tell where the borders of Mitzrayim were based on where the Makkah went and where it did not. By Makkah Tzvardeah, Hashem said, "Hinini noygev es kol gvulcha bat tzvardim." Behold, I will hit all your borders with frogs. That means the Tzvardeah would appear only within the borders of Mitzrayim. And by where the frogs were and where they were not, you could clearly tell exactly where Mitzrayim's borders were. And we find something similar by Makkah Arba. There too Hashem says, "Hinini mevi mochor arbe bigvulecho." Tomorrow I will bring locusts to your borders. There too, the Arba only destroyed within the borders of Mitzrayim. So one can identify Mitzrayim's borders by where the Arba was. And this leads us to ask, why would we need two Makos to tell us Mitzrayim's borders? Once we knew the borders for Makos Tzvardeya, why the need again by Makos Arba? Reb David Kohn Shlita, and also the Agodah Shel Pesach from the Tribuna Rav, they both answer with a pasuk in Tehillim Kapitel Kufei. The pasuk says regarding the Makah of Borot, Nosan Gishmeyam Borot, they were given hail instead of rain. Vayach Gafnam Usein Osam, their vines and fig trees were hit. Vayeshaber, and the hail broke, Eitz Gevulam, the wooden markers that marked their borders. Which means that although after Makos Tzvardeya, they knew the borders of Mitzrayim, and they marked them with wooden markers, Eitz Gevulam, but those wooden markers were broken by Makos Borot, like the pasuk says, Vayeshaber Eitz Gevulam. And that is why by the next Makah, the Makah of Arba, the Makah had to delineate once again the borders of Mitzrayim. And therefore, by Makos Arba, it says, Hinini mevi mocha Arba bigvulecho, because the previous markings were destroyed by Makos Borot, and they needed new border markers.